The crowd chanted our names, their voices reverberating through the stadium. I closed my eyes as their shouts washed over me, and I let myself sway to the beat of the drums, a slight tempo used to invigorate the audience between songs. The guitar in my hands sang, and I strummed a few chords just to hear the people roar.
"Let me hear you scream!"
Mao shouted, and the crowd answered in kind.
"What should we play next?"
I turned to see my best friend at his kit, sticks in hand as he played a quick beat, sweat pouring off his body. We already knew what we would play next, the set list ingrained in our bodies. But people yelled their favorites, songs we had already played, songs we would never play, songs they wanted us to play with guests. Yet we all took it in. I never wanted this to become rote. Even as the whiskey in my system settled my nerves, everything felt new and wild. This is where we were supposed to be. This band, this group of people. Nothing would ever feel like this again.
"What do you say, Gabriel? Are you ready to be wicked or a good little angel?"
I flipped my best friend off, and the crowd shrieked, laughter and cheers echoing in my ears.
"Well,"
I said after a moment, my deep voice echoing through the mic. The crowd went impossibly louder.
"What do you think, Joshua?"
I asked our second guitarist and my backup singer. Joshua pushed his shoulder-length blonde hair back from his face, sweat glistening on his brow, and shrugged.
"You're the angel and the sinner. You choose."
"He'll never choose,"
Rocky added, her deep voice smooth as whiskey.
"Oh, just choose already,"
David snapped from his keyboards, though there was only humor in his voice.
"Well, if you want to play, David, I better pick a song you actually have something to do in."
I winked as I said it, and he flipped me off, the crowd roaring again. We didn't always need keyboards with our songs, but David filled in everywhere, a jack of all trades and our oldest member of Wilder, the band I had begun with Mao when we'd been teenagers. Now, Wilder was out on a world tour. It did not feel like real life.
"What about this?"
I asked and strummed the first few notes of our biggest hit. The crowd went wild, and Joshua started the second set of notes, walking slowly around the front of the stage, getting in the groove. Rocky added the bass, Mal slowly adding the drums, while David began a quick, soft melody that would grind down into the rock that we craved.
"Stop it! Both of you! I am not a prize! Stop fighting!" I shouted. I tried to move forward, but Mal knocked into me as he pushed his way back to Gabriel. I staggered back before catching myself. I couldn't believe the two of them were doing this. And yet I could. Because of course best friends were going to freaking fight like this without thinking. Only it wasn't exactly that, was it? No, Gabriel hadn't hit back. Instead, he had taken two punches to the face, one to his cheekbone, the other to his jaw, and stood there, letting it happen. Men. They were ridiculous. Stupid cavemen who didn't understand that I made my own choices. Of course, the fact that Gabriel had shouted that it wasn't what he thought made me want to scream. Of course, it was exactly what he thought. Damn it. I was already tired of this. "Mal, get a hold of yourself."
"Back off, Briar. This is between me and him."
And then Mal did the one thing he had never done and shoved me out of the way. Because I had been leaning forward, I was off balance already and fell back, hitting my head on the top of the bottom bunk.
"Okay,"
Gabriel growled and stood between us. Apparently, me nearly knocking myself out was the only thing that was going to get Gabriel out of whatever haze he was just in. I wasn't quite sure what I felt about that. Honestly, I was never sure how I felt about Gabriel Wilder. I'd spent most of the past few years not thinking about him in particular.
"Don't you put your hands on her. You can hit me all you want and I'll take it, because I did the one thing that you're not supposed to do. I'm sorry, but you do not put your hands on your sister.